but thank you guys for covering me for the last 7 years. Thanks to the number one fans in the league, all the people in Minnesota, teachers, my neighbors. It really has become a home for us and a great place to, you know, raise a family and kids and things like that. So just want to say thank you to all those guys first, and the Wills family, of course, and the Vikings management up here. So with that, we can start with the questions.
Hey, Phil, Chris Thomason, Pioneer Press. First of all, enjoyed covering you the last few years and wishing you the best. What happened, what transpired into you making the decision now? Did you just not feel like your old self during spring drills, or what exactly?
I had made some progression during the springtime. I was training and had a little recent setback. And then from there, I kind of just figured that my body was telling me that it was time for me to go ahead and transition out of the game.
Phil, Darren Wilson from Channel 5. Can you expound on what that setback was?
It was just a setback. It's something going on with my leg. And it was something that basically I couldn't go into training camp with it like that. So, yeah, it was just a setback for me.
Matt Pencil from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. How frustrating is it for you? I mean, you had a long career by as far as NFL standards are, but just to the point where the past couple of years where injuries just wouldn't let you stay on the field, even though, you know, before the injuries you were one of the NFL's better right tackles. How frustrating was that, just that, you know, injuries come for everyone eventually, but it came for you a little bit earlier than you probably would have liked?
It's very frustrating, you know. As you said, when I was healthy, I felt like I played at a very high level. Think about early on in my career playing with like guys like Brett Favre, Jared Allen, Adrian, Hutch, all Hall of Famers. Time when Adrian almost ran for the record and things like that. You know, I thought the sky was a little too short, but some injuries you just can't control. This would be the first fall in about 23 years that I'm not getting ready for a season, so. It's it's gonna be rough, and it's been rough the last couple of years. But I'm at peace with my decision, and I know that I'd rather be out there at 100%, giving everything I got, instead of being not healthy and ready to roll.
Hey, Phil, Chris Thomason again. When did you kind of make the decision, and were you going back and forth with the Vikings at all, or did you just make it and tell them for the first time today?
Like I said, I had suffered a setback, and then at that point, I just kind of assessed things with my family, and I had a few conversations with some other people, and from that point, I just became at peace with my decision to go ahead and walk away from the game right now, just going off of what my body's been telling me.
Can you give a date approximately as to when the setback occurred?
I don't know. I don't know the exact date. Recently.
After spring drills, or?
Yeah. It was after. Okay. After mini camp, during training, to get ready for camp.
So, was today the first time you told the Vikings, or did you tell them over the weekend that this is something you wanted to do?
Yeah, we've been talking about it. People up here have known, for the last week or so that this was on my mind. So, they kind of known about it.
Matt, again, what are you going to do with your time? I know you said this will be the first spring in a long time where you haven't played football. I mean, do you have given any thought? I know it's happened pretty quickly here, but given any thought to, what you will do in life after retirement?
I still want to be involved in the game, maybe not right away. Might take the kids down to Mankato, take them to Jake's Pizza. That might be the first thing I do. But, I still want to be around the game in some capacity. I want to be able to, help teach the future generation about staying involved in football and how to play the game. It's a great game, and I'd like to be involved in the future generations of football, but right now I'm just going to spend time with my family and just think about my next step.
Thank you.
Phil, maybe you could just kind of look back and recount your greatest Viking memory.
I say my greatest Viking memory for sure would be, 2009, we made it to the NFC title game, playing with Brett Favre, like I said before, Jared Allen, Adrian Hutch, all Hall of Famers. My first time playing with Greenway and B-Rob and all those guys and Sully, we all, kind of like a foundation that was set here in 2009. And, looking back on it, that was definitely my greatest memory. Pat Williams, Kevin Williams, all those guys, I learned a lot of those people that year just about how to carry myself as a pro and how to, be around the building and things like that. So, that year set the foundation for my career. And, looking back on it, it was a great season, and I had a lot of fun.
Hey, Phil, Simeon, what are you going to miss most about the game?
I'll probably miss just being physical, being able to set the tone early in the run game. Some of my favorite things to do. That, the fans, the whole atmosphere from the dome to TCF to now going into the new stadium, I definitely miss that. I miss hearing that crowd roar when Adrian breaks an 80-yard run. It's nothing like that.
So speaking of Adrian, what has he said about your retirement to you? You talked to him?
Yeah, I talked to him briefly. He said a few things that I just keep between us.
Phil, it's Dave Campbell with the Associated Press. Do you have a best block of your career that you remember?
It's hard to point out one. Anytime Adrian goes for a long run, it's always good when you feel him running up your back. Or you flat somebody, and you just see him looking at Adrian's feet going down. That's always the best memories right there.
Okay, folks, you have time for a couple more with Phil. Anybody? If not, just on behalf of the Vikings, we want to thank Phil for everything he's done for the franchise. He's meant a lot to us here, and we wish him the best in the future. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, Phil.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.